When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Please tell me you're the truth. Damn, it's crazy, but it's true. Let me make sure I've got this down. We're live? Yeah. All right. 1212. Send some ones in the chat if you can hear us. If you can hear us, send some ones in the chat. I can see myself nice and clear. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
Can you hear us, Fals?
Yeah.
Thursday. What's the date today? The 18th.
18th of
April's
what?
Going April. Crazy. April is going fucking crazy.
It's not, you know.
You don't think it's going fast?
Ah. I feel like it's just started. 18th is still just started.
What?
For me.
What's for you? So what's mid-April then? 25th. 21.
21.
Yeah, they can hear us nice and clear.
Nice,
lovely, lovely.
Let's go.
Lovely, lovely.
Wow, bare non-members. Where's the members at, though?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Where's the members at, though? Members.
Where are the members at?
Members. Where are you at, man?
It's gone quick. Trust me, it's gone quick.
I can't lie. This is...
Someone's already started helmet. I don't slapping. Know what the helmet is for. What's like
jokes? Supermart. Yeah.
Okay.
Supermart have done a great thing. You don't like the twisty... You don't like bottle openers. People use their teeth, innit?
Yeah.
But they've got the twisty cap. Thing.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why it took so long, though.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I'm very happy about it.
Like, it's demasculating.
It's... said demasculating.
That word.
Demasculating. Woo! Is it not a word?
Is demasculating a word?
Let's find out. Someone's going to get it.
Emasculated.
Emasculating. Emasculated.
Right, Fowls is doing it.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Fowls.
Take a day off, yeah?
Yeah. Let's see.
Damascus. Can
focus.
They see what you're doing?
Focus.
Emasculated. There you go. There's no demasculating.
DM, son.
Wait, zoom in.
Yeah, we can see it. We can see it.
Deprived of his... No, now do demasculated.
Deprived of his male role or identity.
That's what he said, though.
That's crazy.
Isn't that what you typed in?
Press search.
Oh, did you mean finish?
Yeah.
What? Countable. Yeah, that's it there.
Wikipedia, bro.
Noun. Demasculation.
Wikipedia, bro.
What are you talking about?
That's not a real word.
We need the dictionary.
What do you mean?
It's even saying Wiktionary, bro.
The process of demasculating somebody.
Yeah, that's not a word.
Crazy. So why does it say it then?
No,
yeah, it's crazy.
Google
somebody
will tell
can
you
put
anything,
that in.
Bro.
So somebody said demasculating.
So, okay, scroll down.
You should have went on Wiki first.
Wait. So emasculate is a verb. Masculine, demasculate is a common.
And they're looking at freelance writing jobs.
What are you talking about?
It's a common misspelling.
Common misspelling. There you go, sir.
You just have to find it.
Yeah, you just have to find it. That's fine.
I am watching Liverpool. It was half time, innit? I'm going back. It's here on my phone. Don't worry, man.
So let this be a true uncle stream because we have Supermo and Suya.
Yes.
Shout
indeed.
Out to J-Spot.
Who tapped out because it was too spicy for them?
No. I heard the man them like waving their mouth behind the scenes, you know what I mean? Pause. Man were doing this.
Is that what man was doing?
Man were doing this.
That's demasculating still.
Yeah, you're liberated still. Mm-hmm. You say what you want.
Trust me, dog.
You know what I mean? Mm. Shout out J-Spot for the suya. Gave man I said, do you have cutlery? He said we got toothpicks. I said, proper distance still. I said proper distance still. Mm. Good job. Good job. My
God. Where are they based?
Funnily enough, he said they're based in Stevenage and they're based in Coventry. Mm-hmm. But they make their rounds and they do their drops.
That is around.
I said, that's Quay. He said, for you, we'll come and do it. And we do drops as well.
Wow.
I said, business must be booming. If you're coming all the way down here. Shout out to Sam for gifting 10 members. If you've been gifted, make sure you say thank you. This is a new culture that we need in being gifted. You need to say thank you. You need to give thanks. Same way you say thanks to the Lord, you say thank you to those that gift you. Do you know what I'm saying?
Say thank you, bub.
Say thank you. Don't be rude. Don't be rough.
What's happening, Leo? We got that 5K for you still. Just send your bank details. We'll send you the 5K.
Who needs 5K?
Leo.
Leo needs 5K?
Yeah.
Shoot.
And I need your sort code, account number, your date of birth.
They're going to have me moving like, what's that? Was that guy that I was dating? And he was like, my enemies are coming. Send me 20.
Peter down. Tef, bring back my Rari, man.
Twitter, Swindler.
That was it. No. Tinder.
That's it. Tinder. I said, was it?
That's fair.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
I'm just saying.
And I said all the teams.
Do you know what it is? I realised that I sometimes I'm like, oh, you know what? Everyone's being cool today. Everyone's making mistakes, but I'm leaving it.
Yeah.
But then I make a mistake and I get it.
Yeah.
So I don't know how to do it though.
You shouldn't be giving away bookings in the first five. You know what I mean?
Now you have to.
He's a ruffian.
No, I'm not. You're rough, man.
I'm not.
Do you know what?
First lack of offense, the ref lets you go.
Know what it is, yeah?
I let it go. But then all of a sudden, when it's my one, I don't get let go.
Late in the game.
Then I'm like, it's 11 minutes in.
It's like the way you do it.
How?
It feels rough, man.
What, as in when I'm trying to give
you? Yeah.
You know, like, we don't really bring out phones and that. Like, look at him.
Yeah, that's because I have to have my stuff. All I'm missing is the Bluetooth thing. Yeah.
Look at him.
You want me to fix your computer? I'll fix it, bro. Yeah. Fair dudes, but yeah, I'm on it.
I'm on it.
I'm on. Ooh, what? What did you say? What did you say?
Get it sexy,
guys. If you just got here, man, it is what, Thursday the 18th. Is that what you said? Yeah, Thursday 18th. Make sure you click subscribe at a bare minimum. Above all else, click like. If you're listening on playback, don't phone in. The phone lines is closed. But do leave a 5-star rating and review on whatever platform you're using, Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Yes, please.
Bun said the best people. Yes, you're most definitely right. Give me 5K. I live in Nige. Say no more. We can wire you a little 5K, Ibrahim. Who else wants 5K?
What's 5K in Naira?
Who else wants 5K?
5K, no, not pounds. What's 5K?
In Naira.
What,
Liverpool? £58.
Come. Yeah, we could send you that.
No, that's a lie.
No?
What?
It's way less than that.
We're in the...
£5.80.
Yeah, I was thinking £5.80 is a lot.
It's £3.49.
£3.49?
That's on Google.
Fucking go.
What you said, 58? I'll tell you, like,
swear down. Yo.
What's that?
Cobo, Cities. What's Cobo?
Please,
Cobo's Nigerian as well, I think.
Can you check the 5K Cities in pounds, please?
Yeah. For real, let's give the visuals. I'd like to let you guys can see what I'm doing.
Yeah, you did it. It's that top one.
Cities.
There you go.
Damn.
Smoked.
£298.
Smoked you.
I mean, we're all rowing in a mad boat. Both of our boats have
that boat isn't bad.
But it's definitely going to get you
far. This one will get to the island. You lot psyched, bro.
It might not be top five, you know.
Bro, right.
in terms of currency.
We're in the gutter. Like, we do need to speak to someone that knows about it. I'm laughing, yeah? But on a serious thing, someone was like, yo, the economy is bad right now.
Yeah. Dozed bin.
Like, my dad's out there, and he was just like, shoot.
Dozed bin.
It is crazy right now.
That's the dozed bin.
I even need to catch up with my cousin. Yeah, everyone that's got family in Nigeria, catch up with them and see how they're doing. Because it's rough out there. It is rough. Like, man, they're saying the government are doing some crazy things out there. But I won't speak on too many things that I do not know.
Exactly.
But there's something that I wanted to do today. in regards to news, it's to do with our general election. We're not going to say who we're voting for, of course.
Yeah.
But I'd like to show you who is for Mayor of London. I would like to show you.
Obviously, I've been watching TDA, so I've been seeing this black lady pull up.
We got one in there.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we should vote her just because she's black. By the way, disclaimer, we are not saying who we are voting. We're just looking at the manifesto
and
very
quickly.
We are
not
quickly.
Trying to swindle
and
you.
And we're not
to
trying
vote
to sway you
for anything or anybody.
So let's click let's go down. Let's look at Femi. Her name's Femi with a Y. She's for animal.
You're gonna need to zoom in a bit for me, please.
That's too funny. So she's for animal welfare. Come to the UK. Let's just get into her. Let's see what she's
manifesto
fighting for.
Thing.
Yeah, so fight for a livable planet, prioritising the climate and biodiversity crisis in all decision-making. Save NHS funds. Sounds good. Improve human and planet health by promoting and supporting plant-based lifestyles. Incentivise public and active transport, improving reliability, safety and affordability. Sounds like ULEZ is going to be up. Enhance protection for the millions of animals in the capital. Establishing animal welfare. So we
I'm
see
not,
what this
I'm
is
not,
about.
I'm not sold. On
I'm not necessarily
saying.
Sold.
She don't care about us.
Let's go for the next
JoJo's
one.
JoJo's gonna be living good though.
Now, this is one of those things that I've seen, and I'm like, somebody's got time, and there's a wealthy person out there that has a lot of time. Count Binface. No manifesto given. The guy has his own campaign.
This can be
Bowser,
bloody.
If you
can
go back
called?
To the other thing. Let's go to his website just underneath. Just in the no still yeah you can go in there but in the document
where's the document
Jesus
no one asked anyone to call
in
yet.
The document where you click yeah
depends who you are if we allow left. You to talk
there's a private up. Number as well impossible so let's see what Binface is about. I'm running to be Mayor of London 2024. He's just clearly just fucking trolling Rishi, bro. But dude must have, he must have enough of something in order to run.
We
you
should
get
be.
It.
Because Nico ran.
Yeah.
Nico ran.
Did he run? Run?
He
did.
He ran. Ran.
Was he on the thing?
He was on. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I'm pretty sure he was. It was.
All right. Let me just slap his name. So basically, this guy said he's going to decrease the price of a flake to 99p again. I don't know if he's going to visit Fredo's as well.
Oh,
but this guy's actually running around. Like, when I looked at my postal vote, he was there.
Oh, yeah.
He's there in paper, bro. This isn't a joke. Like, it might be a joke, but he's there. You can vote for this person. Like, you can actually
and there'll be
vote
enough. There'll be people voting for him.
Look, I'm the only one that stands up for voters. I'm the only politician who asks why a 99p flake cost a fiver.
It's mad, dude.
Is that how much it costs?
It don't cost a fiver.
Maybe
but
from the
mad,
ice cream
though.
Drink. I love
nah,
London.
It's not a fiver.
But the thing is, in this era where people are going to just start getting their vote and you've got the people that are, let's say, turning 18 of internet, of that kind of stuff, man might just ruin their vote by just voting for this guy.
Yeah, bro. Why
like,
not?
It's not impossible. Not? Once he's got an opportunity to win, he can win.
Check how many, if Nico ran for mayor, Nico mayor campaign or something, because I'm sure he got votes as well.
Nico Manana.
Mayor.
I remember him going for it. But bro, that's a dangerous thing.
Was he there? Yeah, he's there.
Yeah, bro, you
look
can
look at that, he got votes.
You can run. You can run.
First preference votes. Look at that, right there.
Right there.
What's that? 49,000.
Yeah, bro. What is the row at the top? Let's go to the top, let's see what that actually is.
The first preference votes.
And second, yeah, bro.
Bro, he got 49,000 people that said they voted for him to be mayor of London first.
It's wild, bro.
And then 75,000 said, if not my guy,
then
Nicole.
Him.
Do you know how mad that is?
He's got more people than, he's got more votes than a lot of people there.
Yeah.
Like, if. Anyway, let's go on to the next guy, please. Fouse, let's go. Let's go there. There's some people I saw and I said, this guy sounds racist, bro. This guy, I was like, this guy sounds like a problem. Mm. He said, one night I was attacked while walking home from work. My neck was broken and I was lucky to live. Today, my neck is fixed with titanium thanks to the brilliance of the NHS.
Okay.
But I was lucky. Too many Londoners aren't. Last year, a police officer told Baroness Casey's inquiry into the Metropolitan Police that detection rates for sexual offences and rape have fallen so low that it may as well be legal in London. This is unacceptable.
What?
As mayor, I will get the Met focused on convicting violent offenders and rapists, sorry, trigger warning, instead of wasting time on stopping and searching young people for cannabis. Okay?
Okay, okay.
With your support this May, we can fix the Met. Rob Blackie.
Oh, okay. So Rob,
he's a Lib Dem.
But he's not Dem. Racist, though. His name he's is not. Blackie.
He's but, hey, I've read on now. Now I'm reading. Anyway, let's go to another one. There was a particular person.
I called him a racist.
This is why you need to read about who you vote for. Now let's go to Natalie Campbell.
But wait, no, wait. Let's not rush off.
Rob Blackie.
Yeah, Rob okay. Blackie.
Yeah, what was saying?
Go back to Rob Blackie. So he said...
He's been attacked, so he's I don't attacked, know what he's actually
But I want to know,
doing.
Why was he attacked?
Why was you he attacked? Like, what happened?
Why were people mad at you?
Because it just feels like he's crowbarred all of this, you know, the sexual stuff into it, but he's just said I was attacked.
Like, surely there isn't a word cap. What did you do to make them niggas that mad?
He said, due to the brilliance of our NHS, like...
But he's really going for the young vote, though. He said, I'm going to get the real criminals and not waste time on stopping and searching young people for cannabis. Mercy's, anyone that smokes weed is like, yo.
Mercy said it's given, he says N-word.
The thing is, yeah, we're such a pointless vote, like, to go for us that much. Like, bro. I don't feel that's targeted towards us. Like,
hey, it's targeted towards the
youth.
He's
trying it because he said search it, like, we want to stop spending time on searching young people for cannabis.
Yeah, it's
young
the
people
youth.
Are never going to read this. To, right. Like, what's the percentage of 18 to something that vote?
Yeah.
Right. So this so, is what
and
we're
to actually
doing
read
here.
This.
Like,
this
you know?
Is what we are doing here. We're doing serious work.
And I don't mind the Lib Dems either. Like, they've done some things over the years. So
Everybody has a good, everybody has a bad. Like, you just have to pick your poison when it comes to these guys. Voting intentions. What are you looking for here?
The age. How many voters per age group?
Oh, right. Okay, cool.
Nah.
Okay.
I don't even know if it's good.
Lord knows.
Should be
a I do not understand that.
Nah, I'm not gonna be able to understand that. Alright, let's leave that for now. Let's go to
Natalie
Campbell.
Okay. And we're not on independent, vote.
Yes, she's independent. Mm-hmm. This was interesting when I saw this. I saw Natalie Campbell, I said, what is this? Let's zoom in a bit, please. So 58% of Londoners didn't vote in 2021. Bellywood must be something that she runs.
Yeah,
maybe we can look at that
CEO.
As well. If 1.5 million of us vote for change and a better London, then I'll be your next mayor of London. 58% of people not voting is crazy. Mm. So what she's going to prioritise, good homes and happy neighbourhoods, safe streets and local police, well communities and better lives.
What do you think is easier to convert? Non-voters or voters of a different person?
Non-voters. I think it's easier to sway someone that votes.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
Because they're already into voting, so they might already be like, oh, I don't think I want to go for this guy.
They already
again,
know the process, they're
woman.
Already registered.
Yeah.
No, because
to sway someone
person.
To go and pick up a ballot paper and vote or go outside and vote is a.
Of
is
all
more,
different types
no,
of
No, but
it's
easier
someone.
To get those people than the people that already have their favourites. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you already vote Conservative, Lib Dem or whatever, you're probably going to go with whoever is on that is representing that. Do you get it? Mm-hmm. But if you don't vote anyway, and then somebody's like, yo, like, if you're not going to vote, at least vote for me. Like, you might be like, oh, do you know what? Fuck it, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, because there's been plenty of times. In fact, I think maybe the first time I voted was just kind of like, Kate Hoey put a thing through my door. I remember the name because it was just like, vote Kate Hoey.
You know, it's kind of like that still. Like, whoever gets to me first.
Yeah. Like, and I was like, do you
they
know
sent
what?
Me something.
You'd be like, I've seen her.
Yeah, I've seen her.
This
let
woman
me
could be the devil, bruv. And you don't even know.
You don't even know. But that's how we used to vote. It was just, hey, who is it?
Right, so listen, let me scroll down a bit here. It says, promise, yeah? My promise to every Londoner. Good homes. You will see 40,000 affordable homes being built. Not just to say, not just to buy, but also to rent. Yeah? We can skip past that. Let's see. Safe streets.
Where?
A part of me wants to rent as well. I've been talking about it with my missus, bruv.
Mm.
bruv, like, this house stuff is long, bruv.
And he said, I don't want to live here anymore.
I know. I just want somebody else to have the responsibility, bruv. Like, hey.
You know what I'm saying? That's the paper. I hear it.
No, but where are they going to build these 40,000?
I don't know.
Remember, it's only London as well. She's only going to be the mayor.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And a lot of times these guys come in and they say, oh, we've realised there's not enough space. Yeah. And you're like, bro, I could have told you.
I looked outside and there was no land.
Right. Better lives. You will feel the buzz of London again. I will fiercely back freelancers and entrepreneurs and ensure that every young person has a high quality job that meets their ambition. London will be a world leader in environmental stewardship and have a transport system that is affordable and equitable. North, south, east and west.
You're overpromising.
You're overpromising, man. You're trying to sell me too much.
No way.
I really wanted her to say something.
She said, as an independent mayor, I will take a zero BS approach to rebuilding London. I will be honest about the trade-offs and tell you where every penny of the budget is being spent. I will work with you, not against you.
I hear that. Sounds good.
It sounds good, Natalie. It does sound good.
You know?
We don't know. Yeah, let's have a look at that. Let's have a look at what that is. What is Belu Org? Imagine if it's like some BDSM thing. Imagine.
Drink. Oh, it's water.
I know that water.
Oh, yeah, I've seen
it. I feel like I've seen it as well.
Hey, yeah. I've seen her.
I've drank that.
Hey.
I've not seen these flavours.
So was she co-CEO?
Yeah.
All right, then. Go on.
So she got money.
Reach out.
Hey, sponsor the pod.
I have seen that. Seen that in a couple meeting rooms, you know? Right. Cool. Anyway, again, guys, make sure you read on. There was one more person I wanted to visit because we're not going to have time to visit all. Let me get my man Howard Cox. He caught my attention.
What, Cox?
Relax, man.
Why did he
caught my attention.
Why?
Look. Blackie Cox, bin man. This guy shot
it. I'm just saying he caught my attention. I read it. Scrap all of you, Les.
I like it.
Hey, he might get a vote still.
He said, scrap all of you, Les.
If not number one, he might just get number two. Because the thing is,
when
sure.
he said for London Reform, I was like, my back's up all against the wall all the time when I read some of these like names like of the parties, London Reform. I'm like, what does that mean? Is that on some make England great again? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They said, scrap all of you, Les. I said, I'm listening to you, brother.
Yeah.
I will scrap all you Les charges throughout the whole of
refund.
London.
Refund.
And he's remove capping. The cameras.
He's capping.
Refund is crazy.
Refund is mad.
Refund you Les fees and fines.
No, that's
refund
cap.
All expansion fees and fines received since 29th August 2023.
Cap.
Remove LTNs and 20 mile per hour zones.
I'm ready for that though.
I will remove LTNs. I don't know what that is.
I don't know, but 20 miles per hour zones is...
Needless road restrictions, pinch points, floating bus stops, and excessively wide...
This guy is just an angry driver, you know?
Bro,
this man... That's an angry driver and decided to run for mayor.
I'm telling you. Triple Bobby's on the beat. I will make London streets and public transport, especially the underground, safer. Man said Bobby's. Mm-hmm. Triple affordable. Man said triple. Mm-hmm. Not double, triple. God damn, Howard, you're going crazy.
The thing with this London's... police shit, because I heard Natalie talking about it earlier as well.
Yeah.
He's like, more police. I'm sorry.
Right.
Who is training them?
You know,
this is what we need, right?
I'm just saying, you get more. From where?
We've had that conversation.
From
we
don't
we're just picking up people ones. From the streets.
Right. I will defend our shared history, culture, and values and commission a significant memorial to Queen Elizabeth II with our money.
We'll see. Yeah, it will definitely be with our money.
Interesting, Howard.
But you know, people are ready to give their money for that, though.
Should we see what Sadiq's saying?
Yeah, let's see.
What, he's running again?
He's running again!
Fuck sake.
He's there! Sadiq, let's see what Sadiq's saying. We'll end on Sadiq. But everyone should take time to read these, because this is who you're voting for. Fixing housing crisis. 40,000 new council homes, rent control homes, and an end to rough sleeping by 2030.
That's so, it's too easy to end rough sleeping. You got 20-30.
They always say this. There was one lady that said she's gonna end rough sleeping and said it's gone down by like 89%. The guy said, have you seen the numbers?
You guys don't want to. It can't take 6 years. It just can't take that long.
They always try this. What? TFL fares frozen.
Yeah, nah, it's cap.
Supporting London through the cost of living crisis. You're the one that caused it, my guy. When you started raising fucking congestion charge and made it Monday to Sunday, bro.
Bro, Monday to Sunday congestion is insane, bro.
Crazy, bro.
It's actually insane. Like,
tough on crime and causes of crime. 1,300 police officers and
man
PCSOs.
Man has to pay 15
to see
my mum.
And more investment in youth clubs. Do we believe him? I don't know. A greener future, tackling air pollution and climate crisis. ULEZ is staying.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Even it will expand. Yep.
Standing up for London, defending our diversity and uniting our communities. Very vague. Don't know what that means.
World leading climate action is just ULEZ.
Free school meals, record council home building. Record, you know. Everyone's saying 40,000. What is it about 40,000?
Bro.
Why is that the number?
Maybe there's planning permission for that already.
Maybe.
So obviously they can stand on that because it's already being approved.
I bet legally, like on paper, you can put 40,000, but anything 40,000 plus, like
has
and
to be
one
checked.
Has to be checked. It'll be something like it'll be something like that.
Is there currently no free school meals?
I thought that there was, but obviously, man, speaking of when we went to school.
Nah, I'm sure there's still free school meals. No.
Well, he's saying that he's delivered free school meals, but then he's also promising free school meals. So which one is it?
Oh, no, he's promising because he's running again, but he's saying when he...
What has Sadiq delivered for London?
Yeah, he's already done it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, he's saying he's going to continue.
Yeah, he's going to continue. Yeah. Because he's already mayor, innit? So,
okay. See, the thing is, it's all nice to say what you will do, like...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But what are you going to, like, cancel? What are you going to say, hey, can't...
Enough
like,
of that.
Yeah, bro. Like, this is what's risky about these people.
Very risky.
It's not an open book. It's just the back page.
Yep.
You know?
When is the election? Because my postal voters, they got it. So that's why I actually saw this. But obviously, if you're actually going into somewhere to vote, it will be... When is it? So what's this one then? Maybe
this is Mayor of London.
Mayor of London. And there's a few other ones that's going around. When is... Yeah, just put the election up. Because I know it's like mayor, then there's a few like constituents or something like that. 2024, yeah. 2nd of May.
Okay.
May 2.
Mm-hmm. So guys, be reading anyway. That's not all of them, but make sure you read. Don't just go and vote because they're there. Go and read what people are saying they're going to do. At least be lied to in a nice way, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I would like more clarity on how I can hold these people accountable, bruv.
You can't, man.
That's the thing.
Gone are the days of off with their heads, bro.
Bro.
Gone are the days, bro.
Bro.
Man used to get put on a guillotine if he was on some shit.
We live in a treacherous time. That's why the Blackie you got punched up.
Who? Rob.
What?
Rob
why?
Blackie.
He must have done something to make this mad. They say, Rob, hey, you're the guy Blackie. That... He could have been the guy that pushed through ULEZ and he caught him. Caught him lacking and knocked his head.
You never know. Be checking. Also, guys, there's a survey as well that we're putting around. We're just trying to understand more of what our audience is doing, not only just listening to us. So please give that a click. It takes about a minute and a half. Fill that out. Get that to us. And there will be a raffle to give away something for that as well. So that's why we got your emails. That's why the last one didn't work. So, make sure you fill that in when you get the chance. Share that around with anyone that fucks with us. That is that notice there.
Cool. Dennis will be our football correspondent shortly. We will be taking your TikTok videos so you can send them to 90s Baby Show on TikTok. Don't send it on Instagram because now I have to go on Instagram to click through to TikTok to then say, yeah,
I'm just
DM the TikToks you want us to watch to the 90s Baby Show TikTok account. Instagram, Twitter. Don't email us.
It shouldn't be a link. It should be a video when we see it, man.
DM it on TikTok. I swear, I'll just delete it. Like, you think that, you're bad. That, no, they'll read my... No, I'll just swipe and delete it.
Yeah,
we'll
like
never
say
seen. So send your TikToks to the 90s Baby Show account on TikTok. It's just 90s Baby Show.
Fantastic. And
I say, what's the this tin?
This is 29%. One of you guys can handle this.
Yeah. So we're gonna get into soccer.
Yeah.
Ain't shit happening, man. Liverpool
lose,
win 1-0, but you know we
lose
2 more goals.
What's the time on the clock?
It's the 69th minute, so.
69. Damn, 69. Mm-hmm.
You need 4 goals.
Something about that made me feel horny, nigga.
Nah, we just need 2 goals, but, you know, it's not going to happen, man.
You need 2.
Oh, no, yeah. Three to like, go through.
Atalanta.
Extra time, because.
Yeah.
7-minute penalty. Liverpool, the lucky ones. You're behind, dad.
More
71 minute.
Bruv, I don't understand these apps, bruv. I'm watching on the official app.
TNT.
Yeah.
There is, the apps are always behind.
Why is it
always,
behind?
Always. Relax, man.
Yeah. Nah, man. It pisses me off, bro.
He's about to go and, look at you. Bam. Look at you. When they come and remove your privileges, bro. You better calm down, bro.
No, but the thing is, this comes with my phone package, so I'm technically paying for it.
Okay.
So I deserve to complain, bro. If I'm going to pay for something, give it to me in real time, bro. I can go on a fake site and be more up to date. No, man, I bet I'll be more up to date.
I promise you'll be behind. Because when it starts buffering, you'll be behind.
The thing that's annoying is when you're watching something and like you click 10 seconds ahead and it actually goes ahead. So you're like, okay, cool, maybe I'm behind. You keep on clicking and there's a point where it just keeps licking back that same part.
The 10 seconds
like,
over and then
I'm behind again, bro.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to keep this up.
Mm-mm. Say no more. All right, let's start with Manchester City. The phone line is open.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. It's football.
I've even been watching.
Bro.
Pain.
It's pain. It's fantastic pain.
Expensive pain.
Obviously, the Arsenal game finished first, so man tuned into the City.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Madrid got popped. For the whole of that first half of extra time.
Oh, yeah, but I've been sick of Man City for time. Pep ruined football, man.
Nah, why? He didn't ruin
it's
it.
It's so boring to watch City.
Like, yeah, sometimes it really
Real Madrid, is. Big football giant, Real Madrid, parked on the edge of their box. It's just like, oh, can you guys be more fun?
Nah, you please. Can't. They're too dangerous for you to actually come and be fun against them. Like,
it's just sad to watch.
Like, if you come out to play Man City, you lose by 5 goals, bro.
It's horrible.
Like, the team is actually
but the
too
thing
good.
Is, yeah, they score wonder goals as well as the tapping.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
What kind of training did these lot do,
bro,
at their training facilities?
That's
like,
the thing,
what
man.
Did they do
they
that,
find
that Arteta
the way
didn't
to the
copy
net.
Properly? Like, I need to see.
No, Arteta copied pretty well,
didn't
though.
Copy properly.
What? Arsenal been
only
playing football.
Aye, bro. The football that man was watching, I said, rah, this is good football.
Arsenal
right now.
Have been playing football.
I was so shocked at that, at the score. Who was it that was 2-0 in the end? Was it. Who did Arsenal face in the end?
Villa.
We lost.
Yeah. I missed like part of the second half. I was like, I'm sure I'll come back and see it's going to be 2-0.
Because first half, Dave.
It was crazy.
Them.
It
our was first crazy. Half, Arsenal was going crazy.
Yeah. I was like, where'd you go?
No, they just didn't. They hung up.
Oh, they hung up?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. When I came back, I saw full time 2-0. You know what's so funny?
But that doesn't happen with City.
No, it doesn't. Nah. I went to the chat. A Zim friend said, who wants to play con? I said, wait, hold on. Let me go and check the Arsenal score. I said, this guy.
I need to shoot my gun. I need to bang
this
off right
upset.
Now.
I couldn't believe it. I said, nah, man. Everyone's boiling now.
Nah.
Everyone's just boiling. And Liverpool bottled earlier. I was like,
The way Liverpool bottled, it was just like, come on, man.
Pete.
This is nonsense, bruv. Same old Liverpool, bruv.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Oh, hi, how you doing?
Hi. Oh, my God, I got through.
You did. What have you called to talk to us about today?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I know you guys are talking about football,
mm-hmm.
but I just wanted to call and say, oh my God, I love you guys so much.
Oh,
thank you.
We love you too, man.
Oh my God, I actually can't believe I got through.
Hey, how was your day, man?
Yeah.
You're here now.
Well, I know you guys were talking about the Nigerian economy before. I'm from Nigeria as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
It is pretty shit in Nigeria at the moment.
Have you been recently or have you got like family?
I haven't been recently, but I do have family in Nigeria. I went back in 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right. Well, 2 years. That's not too bad.
Yeah, but the exchange rate is shit.
Yeah.
Security is zero. You know,
damn. Oh man, yeah, it's really sad. Like we definitely need to talk to someone that really understands that everything going on the economy side from that government side as well, because I know a lot is going on, man, and
yeah,
there's
for
a
sure.
lot of recent. Everyone's been like, "Have you heard?" I'm like, "Right, I need to keep up with this." But yeah, it's crazy, man. We have to pray.
Mm.
And that's what's scary.
I'm about to come off the phone and take this back and hear myself back and cringe.
No, you're all good. You're all good. You showed us love. We're showing you love back.
Yeah,
man.
Exactly. They even say you're cute
I love
in chat.
You guys.
All right. Appreciate
you. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah. Yes, Unique. Fred is eating suya.
Oh, man.
That's what we do. We go on live and eat suya, you know? Yeah.
So, where was we?
Arteta
didn't copy that homework properly, man.
Nah, it's hard to copy, bruv. And the players, it's just the players. His recruitment.
They
process.
Need to get done for them 115 charges, though.
Bro, they won't. That's the problem.
They're under investigation, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's financial fair play.
It's long last investigation.
It's
hello,
not gonna
man.
Happen,
it's not gonna
bro.
Happen.
I know hello? People. Yeah, hello.
Can you guys hear me?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, are you sure?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Sure. Can you hear me?
No, speak up.
Wait, one sec.
we're back to
so he turned up his volume.
Guys are laughing at me. I was coming to gas you guys up. I was going to say, yeah, but I've been watching gas for years and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
yeah,
gas us up, man.
No, I've been watching you guys since lockdown.
Shut up, man. I don't want to hear it. No, I'm playing.
Tell me, this is what you're on, yeah?
I'm playing.
No, when you've been watching us, what?
It was a lockdown. I remember my friend gave me a thing, and I think the first episode I watched was Women Are Tapped, and you guys were talking about it, and I was just laughing my head off, so. I watched your video, so. But yeah, I came to rant about Arsenal, guys. But
Go for it.
I can't do it every flipping day, man. Like, I was having a good week. Arsenal lost, now I'm sad. Mm. My girl's texting me, hey, I was like, so leave me alone.
They don't understand, man. You know, they only go through it, like, during World Cup.
No.
Leave us alone.
Today, she said, you're giving me attitude. I said, so do you want me to be happy? Or what do you want me? But I'm done, man. But I hope you guys had a good week, though.
Yeah, I appreciate
we've been
you,
chilling,
man.
We've been on holiday, man.
Oh,
well. Where did you guys go?
We went to New York. Yeah, it was at home. We went to New York and then we came home.
Yeah.
We went for work. We went on holiday at home. You should have seen us. It was crazy.
I'm still recovering, bro. I've had conversations about my productivity.
Today was crazy for me still.
You was on one?
Oh, today was crazy
you
still.
You didn't call us.
Nah, I didn't. I wasn't like allowed. So I didn't want to say, man, them come. And then I'm like, I've got to go.
You know what I mean? I have a secret session.
Yeah, I had a little...
In case it ends, like, prematurely.
Yeah, so it was rough. Like, I don't know how you did it, because obviously, usually, when I turn it on, it's like, cool, I can slap my headphones on. Don't bother me, innit?
Yeah.
But today, when it's like, you got one...
That's what I'm always...
It's like, bro, I don't know if it's their footsteps next to me. I don't know what's going on.
That is what I'm always on, bro.
It's not a fun experience still. It's not fun.
Sorry, Cooler, man. Yeah, sorry, man. How did you feel about the game yesterday, then?
Bro, like, I was watching it, the way is hope that kills you, innit? Mm. I was watching the game, I said, hey, we're not playing bad, they're playing shit, cool. Boom, 1-0, I said, Lord in heaven.
Mm.
I said, Jesus, there's no way you're going to let us lose again. And then we started playing. Arteta, you put on Nketiah.
We didn't start playing.
No.
After the goal went in, them 25 minutes were, the ball was hardly in play.
Yeah, it was.
There was no free-flowing football.
Yeah, but,
it was,
but you can feel when the team's just like, damn, yeah, we're not winning this one, man.
Yeah, I don't feel, we didn't get close to.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The goal. You got close. Even the last chance, Saka shagged.
Oh my gosh. You see Saka, yeah? He's my boy, man.
You know when Arsenal are putting up stats, yeah, we've scored 16.
Yeah, loud up, man.
I don't think since they started showing that shit, we've scored from a set piece. But our corners, we might get 12 corners a game and score one. Like, the conversion rate is horrible. Like, so
now that last corner, yeah, I almost said racial slurs. I told myself back.
I said, hey,
we relax.
Oi.
We relax today, man.
Pam went for the near post. That was horrible.
You know what's so mad? The ref didn't even let you lot get the throw in. He said, nah, that was so shit.
We can be here till next Tuesday. You guys still won't score.
That's what I'm doing. I'm on 90s, baby. I don't want to say anything crazy. Yet. You know, I'll be supporting you guys. So let me relax, because the language I was going to use is the Jesus, man.
I didn't even watch post-match analysis. That's what
I... Oh, no, I didn't. I don't
want to hear from Martin Keown, because one of them ones. I don't want to hear from Martin.
We didn't play. I don't give a fuck. We lost.
Man, talking about, we should have used Martinelli and Sakamore. They wasn't doing anything when they got the ball anyway. Like.
You know what it is? Because you know when you're black, but you could... You can't racially abuse. Yeah, wait, that's wrong. Wait, let me relax. Let me relax. Because, cool, I'm Nigerian, and I was like, Saka, you're Nigerian, we're both black. But I understand. I was going to say something so racist. I said, let me go read my Bible.
Nah, man, it's horrible.
Well, we stunk yesterday. We lost our last game in the league. I'm dead, man. F this season, everyone.
It's April, man. Same time last year. April.
When the bottling started. But this is a new Arsenal, crazy. Though, man.
Stop, so then no, show it doesn't make a difference. Nah, it's the same man. Arsenal as last year.
I feel like last season I felt the same thing. Like, oh my God, no, chance.
Last season, bottle,
draw, yeah. And it just started going down.
Pull up. Thank you. I'm going to let you go, yeah?
Yeah. Enjoy your... I'm watching the stream there. You might enjoy it.
Thank you, man.
Damn, listen, man, Dennis,
they're going to take
it. It's the same thing.
They're going to do it again.
It's the same thing.
Man City's going to take it.
There's the loss. Like, we've got to a point in the season where Arteta has rinsed everybody dry again. Zero rotation, even in games where...
You should be resting, man.
You should rotate, man. You should give someone the chance to build form. He's not doing it.
Yeah.
One game that Emile Smith-Rowe grabbed man of the match, next match, again, he's on the bench.
But I'm sure one it's game got to that be injury Reece, issues though, man.
It's not. Reece Nelson is always on the bench, never comes on.
Reece is getting shanked.
Trossard might start. Like, hello, caller.
My guys, what's going on? It's Chris the Capo.
Chris the Capo. What's happening? Hey, listen. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Listen. Man's going to have to pull up on you, bro. Pause. I've seen you in the comments talking a whole load of shit, bro.
Stop dancing. I'm asking for sure.
Chris is like,
I'm
never gonna leave this town again.
Listen, I'm fighting the same fight. When I saw you guys, you sort of drag that Paps guy, because when I saw his running club skin, I said, that guy, I'm on him. No, I'm on him. You've made a new enemy.
Yeah, shout you out, Chris, man. What are you saying?
I love Percy Hughes lot. Big up for the New York look, man. I'm super proud of the moves you guys are making.
We spoke to the real capo, nigga.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. You spoke real to the real. I'm the fake. Nah. You spoke to the real. Mike, capo, bro.
Mike.
But seriously, and also as well, people keep on supporting 90s babies. It's 100% independent. There's no machine behind them. It's literally the dogs. Them working extremely hard. So keep on supporting them. Yeah, Fred, I feel your pain, bro. Arsenal, it burns.
I know. People keep saying, like, I saw a comment say, like, isn't this normal behaviour with Arsenal? Why are people surprised? No, it's not.
No, it's not.
The last time Arsenal were great was 2006. Yeah. This isn't normal behavior. We've been through a patch of you know, I don't even know what the word is. So now it feels like we're back.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
it's
yeah,
not
yeah,
surprising.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
We've missed it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Liverpool went through it for 30 years. United have gone through it for 12. Like,
yeah, it happens. Like, no, but you lot are... It's going to be... Next season, it's going to be Arsenal City again.
Yeah.
Liverpool
Oh, listen. If we don't win the league this season, next year we're winning it.
We're gonna have a new budget.
If man plays like that, surely man can't bottle again.
Yeah. I said that about you last year.
No, because we looked at our signings and we're like, we all knew it wasn't enough. Havertz wasn't enough. Rice could have been enough. Havertz wouldn't have been enough. Havertz.
Yeah.
No, this is what I'm saying. We're listening to Liverpool fans.
No. As in, like, because everybody was, because everybody was like hating on him. I was like, watch him come and surprise. But at first, when you signed him, I thought, this is mad.
It's booty cheeks. We've been hearing shit last game as well. We've been tolerating him because he bagged like 6-7 goals. We'll tolerate you.
Yeah.
Like, Jesus ain't bagging like a 9 should. Cool, we'll tolerate you. Like, we've just been tolerating him. So we've been getting through these games. Cool, we was blinded by the 5-0s, the 6-0s, the didn't.
Yeah,
you were playing with Sheffield
teams
and that.
But you were doing the job that you were meant to do.
And for Arsenal fans, we if we go 2-3-0 up in the first half, the game will end 3-0. Like, in the second half, we won't score again. So now we're seeing them get 4 or 5 goals. We thought, oh, okay, a bit more. But we've reached April again. There was an international break. And then, man, are tired again. Man ain't rotating these players again.
It's all falls down April at Arsenal. That's what we call it. All falls down April at Arsenal.
April showers.
Every single year it happens. Do you know what's worse, Mandem? Yeah, I'll even paint the picture to you. So imagine the Sunday, I get invites saying, "Yeah, come to executive box." I'm thinking, "Yeah, nice. These are vibes." I go there. I'm sitting there, just sipping orange juice with the little pinky showing, all sorts. The pinky finger.
One of them ones.
They're gas thinking, I see Liverpool, you know, last FC hand out a deal with them. I was thinking, you know what? Perfect. Then what made it even better? A person comes to the box, says, "Oh, do you want to go pitch side and see the boys training? The pre-game training?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "All right, no problem. Let me go down there, see my boys." See everyone looking focused, whatever. Thinking, all right, you know what? Weather's nice vibes. You know, I'm prepared. I'm just sitting there. First half, I thought, you know what? Typical Arsenal. It's fine. Maybe I'll come back. It's going to be no problem. I said, you know what? Let me go toilet quickly. During the second half, all I heard was, "Rawr!" I was thinking, what's going on? I said, "Oh, let me hurry up, bro. Let me hurry up. Run outside now. Obviously, wash my hands. Run outside now. They said, "Oh, 1-0 Aston Villa." I said, "Yeah, bun this, bruv. I said, forget Leon this. Bailey. We know how this goes. Leon Bailey, this guy.
Oh.
This guy who was dropping rhythms just a few months ago.
Bro.
I said, after that, I said, "Yeah, man. 2-0. I said, "Yeah, man. Fuck these guys, bruv."
All right, Ollie Watkins is that guy, man.
He's that guy.
Would you take him?
No.
You wouldn't?
Nah, no way. Impossible. No way.
Okay.
No way.
I would take him at Liverpool.
You don't need him. Oh,
no. Let him have him. Let him have him.
BP, you don't need him, bro.
Nunez isn't going to find his feet, man.
Hey, BP, quick question.
Yeah.
How come you're not watching this Liverpool game, bro?
I am, man. I'm watching it right now.
It's on his knee.
It's on my knee.
Oh.
Yeah, like multitasking.
Okay. What do you think? Saka, star boy? We've gave him great PR, innit?
Can I be honest with you?
Go on.
With Saks, yeah, he's a great player. He's not world class. And also, Arsenal fans, we've added extra tax onto the kid. He's good, but he hasn't done it on the big stages at the big games when it really matters.
The thing is, yeah, this is his first big stage. We ain't been in Champions League before. This is his first big stage.
Euros as well was a big stage.
Euros ain't that big a stage. Not crazy pressure. We're not really chasing. Like, if we win that, nice.
I'm talking Euros finals for England.
Oh, that finals. He's not the main man there. It's Kane, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
Like, the weight is off his shoulders there. At Arsenal, the weight is on his shoulders.
Yeah, but that's
the thing. He's a franchise player.
I don't know what's going on because Ødegaard, I don't think he gets spoken about enough.
He doesn't, because remember, people were saying Ødegaard doesn't show up in big games. Yeah. Now he's been putting his energy all into games.
Everything. But
people don't want to speak about it. I don't know why. I've noticed it.
Why, bro? Like, and the guy is serious.
Yeah, he's a great player. Great touch. Great link up. People were saying he's the way he plays on the right hand side doesn't allow Saka to be great. I think people are chatting shit.
No, that's just like, excuses, man.
Like,
he's our franchise player. Like, Saka's our franchise player.
Yeah,
so when you say he is a star boy, yeah, but he's not world class.
You're not world class.
He's not world class.
I don't think he can reach the heights of some fucking legendary wingers like Robben, Ribery, Salah, Hazard, Sanchez. Like, he's just not. And I
don't
know.
You can reach them heights?
I don't think so. Salah heights,
though.
That is heights, though.
Salah deserves that, 100%.
Yeah, like, I don't think he can.
Nah, I don't. Not Salah heights. Salah heights is hard to reach,
that's world class, though.
Yeah, but dog, that's not Salah the only level is.
So who's the world class? Like Hazard,
player? He can reach those heights.
I don't know.
He can. He
but can reach those heights. What, for Saks? You know what you got? You got to remove Saks is that he's... He's still mad young.
Yeah.
I think what he needs behind him, firstly, is he needs accolades. He needs a title. Mm. He needs titles, bro. Because that's unfortunately the way that you can look at certain people and say they're world class. The only anomaly of saying someone was world class without titles was Harry Kane.
Yeah. But that guy, he just delivers on the pitch. But
he's consistently delivered. Yeah, he's consistently delivered. You feel me?
Yeah,
on big cursed, stages, bro. He's delivered.
It's insane.
He's got the numbers to back it up. Like, mm-hmm. Salah.
Yeah.
Salah's numbers, man, as well. Because if
Salah's numbers are crazy.
His numbers are crazy. But if you look at him 1v1 versus a defender, 89% of the time, he's not beating the defender. He's not that kind of guy. But in front of goal, he'll bag.
And we might have the stat wrong, but eye test is like, he doesn't always beat his man.
Who?
Salah. I mean, Saka.
Nah, both of them. Yeah. Both of them, yeah. That's the difference. Nope.
Yeah, he doesn't.
His man, but then he also doesn't put it in the back
Saka's
of the net.
Saka's definitely been running to the ground. His guy must be shattered. Bro.
Yeah, he must
be. Oh, for sure.
Reece Nelson sold Pepe. Reece Nelson doesn't get a chart.
Get that guy out of here, man. Get that guy out.
Why?
I'm not even being reactionary over the top because I wasn't even angry with yesterday's result.
Mm.
It was just more a reality check. But Reece Nelson, Eddie Nketiah, ESR, Fabio Vieira, Thomas Partey, Cedric, Elneny, he clearly doesn't trust these men. Nah, Zinchenko, he does. Arteta don't trust these men. He doesn't trust these men. So what's the point of them being there? You gave Reece Nelson a new contract for 100K. What was the point?
Yeah,
because he scored the goal against Bournemouth.
Yeah.
Hey,
it was a great goal, though. We were there.
Though, yeah.
He came great on goal. And did a amazing thing. Moment. Amazing moment.
Yeah.
ESR, same thing.
He gave Reece 100. I think ESR you keep. Get rid of Fabio Vieira. And Nketiah can go.
But Reece Nelson, bro. What's he done the times he's come in?
Nah, he plays well, man.
Seen him play, he plays well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I think with Reece? I don't even think Reece Nelson isn't crap, but it's for the levels that we're trying to get to now.
That's it. Yeah. So, that's it. Curtis Jones.
You feel me? You see, like with Liverpool right now, they'll look at, as you said, the Curtis Jones, or they'll look at a Gakpo and say, okay, for the levels we're trying to get on, you're not there. It doesn't mean you're crap. You're just not there.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yep.
And that's the stage that we're at now with Reece Nelson. If you take Reece Nelson to a Crystal Palace, a Fulham, one of them places there.
He's the star boy there. Yeah.
Same way you saw Joe Willock when he went to Newcastle, he was fine.
Yep.
Because at that point, that was his level. So with someone like Reece Nelson, if you take him there, if you take Eddie Nketiah to a Crystal Palace or even a West Ham, he will thrive there.
No, not Crystal Palace. He'll be horrible there, man.
You think?
He will not score enough goals.
At least say Eze and Nketiah up front.
Maybe that's at Wolves.
Random FC.
Wolves.
Do you know what I've seen a lot on Twitter? A lot of people talking about Zinchenko. They're not feeling Zinchenko.
Get that guy out of our club.
Everyone's like, get him out.
Get that man out of our club.
When I watch him, I'm like, this guy's fucking annoying. He's always doing too much.
He's a cold baller.
I see that he's cold, but when I see it, I'm like, this guy's annoying.
He's just a pussy-o.
Imagine this, yeah? We're in the middle of a title race. What does this guy say? I'll leave everything now to be a freedom fighter for my country. I said, what's wrong with you? What's wrong with you,
bro? It's like someone's holding him. We can go.
Before we play the game, he played a charity game the day before, which was obviously to raise money for them things. He played a charity game the day before we had an actual Premier League game. I said, this guy, man, your priorities are all over the place.
Guy's hilarious. I think we got good defenders for sure. We got our centre back Saliba and Gabriel, and everyone used to try act like Gabriel was cheeks. Guy's not cheeks.
He's him, man.
He's not cheeks, but he's
good.
He's just not Saliba.
It's a great partnership at centre back. You can't have two exactly the same. It's like Van Dijk and Konate. You can't have two exactly like so.
It's done.
Yes, fantastic.
What happened?
They're out as well.
Yeah, but I didn't have hope. Yeah. We lost 3-0 first leg.
Hey,
that's it.
Code said get Zinchenko out 199.
You see the problem with Ben White as well. Actually, is that
problem?
There's a problem.
The problem?
The problem with Ben White is, I'm trying to find the right words, is there's a lot of nonchalance about him.
Oh, okay, okay.
If you watch him play, he can lose his head, because you see, towards the end of the game, he wanted to kick people. He can lose his head, and then he's like, his care for it can fly out the window, because he's a don that likes to openly say, oh, I don't really watch ball outside of playing it. Like,
I think that's a lie, by the way.
It might be, but it's what he said, isn't it?
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, he's moving like Asu Okoto.
Jesus can go too.
They're calling them City plants.
Yeah,
there's bare people. Jesus Zinchenko came from City.
I was
City
excited when he came back. Everyone was like, yeah, finally, man, we're going to get this guy. He's skillful. He'll bag. And then.
He won't bag. That's the problem.
I think he grabbed a hat trick in his first preseason game and thought, yeah, it's going to be
preseason.
He's cold.
Definitely.
If you watch Gabriel Jesus play, sorry to cut you off, bro. If you watch Gabriel Jesus play, the man plays football like he hears Amapiano music in his head. Mm-hmm. I swear to you. Every time I watch this guy, I'm like, bruv, I don't think you're as Brazilian as Las Iguanas. I'm done with that man. I'm so done with that man. Get that man out of our club.
I like him. I think we've deployed him off the left sometimes.
I like
he's a winger.
That's the thing. For me, he reminds me of Jordan Ayew, bruv. because when you play that man number nine, you're thinking, get this guy off the pitch.
When you
play him on the wings, it's like, he's actually all right, though. He's a bit of a baller.
Yeah. You can tolerate him, man.
Emmanuel A said, are the bare man in Arsenal squad gone? 199.
Okay, so Chris, who do you need gone?
All right, honestly, not doing a reactionary thing, like all jokes aside, for being honest, Haaland, all three of Haaland, get them out. Ramsdale, realistically.
For those that don't understand Haaland, just the names.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. My bad. So that will be Smith Rowe, Eddie Nketiah, and Reece Nelson to get all three of them out.
Mm.
Thomas Partey is enough. You're always injured. So there's no point. Cedric and Elneny, we know that their contracts end already, so they'll be gone as well. Fabio Vieira, unfortunately, hasn't worked.
Must go. but
to future of Metro, we don't trust you. We still don't trust you. So go. And then Ramsdale, I would say, unfortunately, he needs games.
I don't like Raya, man. I really don't. I don't feel confident with
Raya.
Because we've had two great, our centre back partnership have been so strong this year. Raya, when it is that someone gets through and he's being tested, he fails a lot of them tests. Some got some flaps. Why was he so high up the pitch
Leon? He makes one or two mistakes.
No,
but
you're not an Arsenal fan.
I watch you a lot, you know. I watch Arsenal like every week.
You're not an Arsenal fan, so you're not
hate watching. DP, you're hate watching.
I'm not hate watching. I've said it before. If I didn't support Liverpool, I'd probably support Arsenal. I like Arsenal. There's bare niggas there,
bro. From one loser to another.
But honestly, when I watch it, I don't know. I didn't see why Ramsdale got dropped in the first place. But since he's been dropped, he's come back and every time he's shanked.
He was watching the pigeon, that's why. You have to remember. Southampton, 1-0.
You know, eyes are on him. There's bare things as to, like, as to why when he gets put back in the thing, is peak. But Raya hasn't impressed me, I swear to you. He does crazy things, and it's like, bro, why are you
that
high?
I think it is.
There's just bare things that it's like, he doesn't get tested much. Mm. But when an opportunity arises, he just fails.
Mm. With that one, I think it was just down to UCL nerves. I think for a lot of these men, and you saw it in both games, that the inexperience of playing in the Champions League, you're under the spotlights, that there is such a thing as quality and experience that speaks in high volumes for so many players. And that's how you see some people that in a champs or in Europa League, they just have a history of, they just keep winning. Unai Emery in Europa League, he just keeps winning. Bayern, as crap as they are, they just keep winning. You feel me? And that's because they've just got that experience, and we were inexperienced in it. That's all it came down to. Inexperienced and we lacked quality.
100%. But at the same time, people are saying this Bayern team is shit. Shout out to Maiwa Adeleke, 90s baby bronze. With a name like that, I need to see you become platinum still. But when we're playing Bayern, people are saying like this is the worst Bayern team for years. Cool. But it's still a Bayern with some top players.
Yeah, no, it's got top players.
It's not the Bayern of old.
It's when you've got Dyer in centre-back.
Fred, you've got to remember, you see, the people that are running that is that it's a discourse of rival fans that are saying all of this to just rattle us. And what they want is to see us rattled because they aren't. They're basically, their season's done. They're not winning anything. They won't win anything. So they think that our downfalls will make them that bit better. But you have to remember that our downfall doesn't make you successful.
There's a lot of hate watching. Whenever Arsenal play, you know, Chelsea might be playing on a Monday night. No one's tuned in.
Oh, but Chelsea is our team.
The teams that have the biggest hate watches is United and Arsenal. Like, no one cares much about Chelsea, Liverpool,
because we see you
or Man City.
It's because of our fan base.
I feel like the fan base for Arsenal has caused it, though.
Yeah, you lot are always shouting.
And we built a brand. Built a brand on losing, bro.
I don't think so. I think the more honest Arsenal fans are the quiet ones. And I think there's a lot of AI too. Like, word to Kendrick. There's bare AI bots of United fans that create AI bots to tweet Arsenal PR.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going on outside.
Do you know what's crazy? You know those Arsenal fans that like they'll have a picture of Saka as their avatar. Most of them, man, they're actually Twitter accounts from Nigeria. You know,
it's not us. This is so annoying. Arsenal fans aren't pricks like this. I've met Bear.
It's AI or it's Nigerians.
But we're gonna move on, yeah.
Appreciate you, Chris.
Chris, the girls have been listening for too long. They've had enough.
Oh my god,
Chris.
Yeah.
We still don't trust you.
Damn, boy.
Yeah.
Liverpool out as well.
Yeah. That was always gonna happen, though. We didn't have hope. You lot came into this game with hope.
Can you put a poll up? Is Saka really a star boy, please? Slap this back on charge, please. I know the girls are upset that we spoke about football for so long, but maybe we take like rapid calls on Starboy Saka's Starboyness. I don't think he's the franchise player at Arsenal, but I don't think he's gonna reach the heights of such. I don't think he could become world class later on in life.
I think he will.
He's just really not showing.
He's showing what everything that he can
said about him. Hello.
How you doing?
Yeah, I'm not bad, thanks. How about you guys?
Good. Quick one. You calling about football?
What happens if the answer is yes?
You're good. You're good. Don't worry. This isn't a trick.
Okay.
Yeah. If it's not, if it's no, then you can go, isn't it? So Saka, star boy or nah?
Foden is a star boy.
What's going on?
Fred. I support Arsenal as well, innit?
Yeah, so answer the question, Saka.
No.
And I'm why not?
That last kick of the game, you can't be hitting a corner and it doesn't beat the first man. You see with me, yeah. It's gonna be a constant comparison of Saka, Foden, Palmer. Mm-hmm. You look at what Palmer and Foden are doing. Yeah. Saka is too inconsistent. That's just my personal opinion. And with Arsenal as a whole, it's just causing me pain to see them like this.
I can hear it. He's upset. Oh my god, that is upset.
Do you know what it is? The benchmark is always gonna be City, right?
Yeah.
You look at Arteta was Pep's bitch. Let's be real. Mm-hmm. He's gone and taken Zinchenko, he's taken Jesus, who were both supposed to be title winners.
Yeah.
We still couldn't get over the line last season. The issue, I think, with me, what I think personally.
Your head is gone. We're gonna let you go. Don't worry, bro. Have a good evening.
Thank you, man.
Go put the kettle on.
That nigga Paul says, I just can't do this anymore, man.
Okay, this is the thing with stats. 30 games for both, 14 goals for both, 8 assists for Saka, 7 for Foden. But we'll say Foden's having a great season.
Yeah.
And Saka's not.
I wouldn't say he's not having a great season. Well,
we're shouting at him, saying we're questioning whether he's the guy. We're not questioning Foden.
I'm not saying Foden's the guy or not the guy. There's a difference.
Yeah.
Like
I'm talking about in general.
I don't actually watch City enough because their games bore me. But yeah. I watch Arsenal to be like,
it's very boring still.
Hello. Yo, Mando, what you said?
All good, man.
Yeah, shout out to you. Like, quick one on Saka, yeah? I'm going to be real with you. He's a star boy, but you put bare pressure on him. Like, bear in mind, he's young. He's like 20-something, yeah? And he's burnt out. Mm-hmm. Like, we've got no other person you put on the right winger.
Yeah.
Like,
he's a guy to me, man.
He's still a star boy, but...
Man of... Bro, you can't be putting all the pressure on him. You've been blessed with Salah, Mane. You're here telling us, allow it, bro.
Look at the age that they are when they came into form.
Fuck your age.
No, it's not fuck your age. The guy is young. He's just been given a very heavy jacket to wear,
bro. Fuck your age because when he plays every single game. So what? Haaland not the same age? Bagging 50. Is Mbappe not in the same league? I want aliens like Messi. I want that at my club. So when you're telling me Saka, he's calm. He's got these 14 goals. My friend, I want 30. I don't care about your age.
I hear it. I do want 30.
You want 30, but bear in mind, he's playing every game, bro. We need another right winger. So that when Saka's having dead games.
I'm a fan. I want it all.
No, you want the best.
You're telling me to not want it all. Yeah, I want it all.
No, I'm with you.
I want Super Sam.
I want him to. You know how long it's been since we won anything?
I want it.
But we got one right winger, bro.
I hear it.
So therefore, Arteta's got to sign another one. I'm not talking like to replace Saka, bro, but he's got to be like someone to compete with him.
We've been saying this for two years. We've all been saying it. And he sold Pepe and he doesn't play Reece Nelson. But I want to
Reece Nelson's not serious. He's been there for time. He needs to leave.
Yeah, maybe so. Maybe so, but all I'm saying, I can't get over wanting it all.
So when I hear
a Liverpool fan on my right to tell him he's...
Don't listen to VP, man. 14 goals isn't a trophy.
No, I hear that, but I'm saying, I hear what you're saying.
You've won the Champions League.
We've won it all.
And he's telling me I should be all right with 14 goals.
And the way you lot won that Champions League,
he's getting on my nerves.
He's not going to understand.
He's getting on my nerves.
This guy's the truth.
Even these, like, I've won Prem and Champions League in the last 10 years. I want something. I want something.
28.
Yeah, no,
I need, I need to leave with some. Nine assists. I do. And cool, a lot of Palmer's goals is penalties.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I still, test, watch him on... Yeah. I test is crazy, bro.
That man gets a lot of yellow cards, bro.
Bro.
My goodness, yeah, he's in the ball. Field still.
That's what I'm saying, though. He's get in the field sometimes, bro. Yeah.
He's in the field still. Yeah, yellow. Yeah.
But just,
how old is Saka? 22?
Nah, it must be like 23, I think. 23, 24, I think.
Oh, no,
just, I could be lying, though.
22. Okay. Oh, he's 23 this year. Okay, cool.
Man, 2001. Even Bellingham is 20.
God damn. God damn, bro. God. That's what damn. I'm saying.
June
so,
is 20. I want it all,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear that.
I want
that.
It all.
Because Bellingham
man.
Is...
I don't care if I'm asking for too much. Okay. I want it.
We should ask for too much.
Yeah.
We should.
If your manager in the morning says, I want both reports,
yeah.
She wants it all. She doesn't care how old you are.
You're
she
not,
wants
not lying
it all.
Still, you're not lying.
What do you mean? Because you're 22. Oh, I can only get you half of one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
it's true.
I'm 22.
When your manager wants two reports.
What's going on there?
You know, you look at them like, are you trying to kill me?
You know what? I hear it. And you're in the probably the worst position because
what?
He's too good to think, let's splash out on somebody else and make him a backup player.
Yeah, put him on the
left. You know what I'm
saying? Mm. If you put him on the
Saka
left.
On the left thing, I don't want to see it.
If we buy a better right winger and he's getting better numbers than Saka, put him on the left.
I don't even want
to
see
it. It might have to be
real.
Done still.
It might have to be done,
but
I really don't want to see
it. If
that.
It doesn't slap, then you can go Crystal Palace.
If you dare see Saka in the Crystal Palace top, that's crazy.
He'll bat it up, though.
He would. He would. He'll
be
Zaha.
He can have rest as well.
He'll be there.
No, but listen, I just want it all, man. I'm sorry. So, Caller, what team do you support?
Arsenal.
And so, who do you... So, Saka, you said he's a star boy.
He's still a star boy,
isn't it? Like, PR's high. Go on.
PR is high, isn't it? But you get it. Like, he's the only one playing on that wing. Like, we need to switch it up. Because when he's having dead games, you need to take man off.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. Like,
sometimes it looks like
he's
he runs out of ideas.
Mm. Basically, yeah. He's not the greatest at taking on his man as well, isn't it?
Like, I'd never see Sanchez run out of ideas, eh?
Bro.
Sanchez. Cool. Whatever age he was, came from Bar, boom, boom, boom. But
damn,
age
is 20.
Age can't mean much to me when Jude Bellingham is 20,
shit.
When Haaland is the same age, yes. When Mbappe was winning World Cups.
Damn.
I want it all.
God, damn.
You just,
it's all
you just
I want.
There
all
you
of
just
it.
Stayed there yet, but I can't go for another season Arsenal killing me like this. Every April,
you're
without
like
everything.
That.
So.
Jude Bellingham.
It's long. Man's
he's
getting
20.
Old. I can't take it no more.
You know like that.
But the thing is, when I can't remember what game I was watching. Now I came and I said, bruv, this guy does the same thing all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I said that
about
shit.
Saka, yeah.
I said it. I was like, bruv, he keeps doing
it's
the same thing.
But it's not, it's
if
not,
I can see it, trust
but
me.
But it's not bad to do the same thing all the time because Robin.
Nah, you got to switch it up. Right? Robin's unique.
If it works, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But there's plenty of players that will do the same thing all the time. Haaland, the way he shoots is the same. Like, he's going to smash it. You know what I mean? Like, there's certain people who have traits. Like, but his trait, it's not passing eye test. That's what the thing is.
Yeah.
His trait doesn't pass eye test. And that's, I think, Saka's biggest issue right now.
Yeah.
I'm not crazy entertained. I know what I'm seeing. Like,
yeah.
Saka doesn't really get me off my chair like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Because even somebody like Darwin Nunez, the guy's not going to score, but I'm excited to see him on the pitch every single time.
Yeah, but Nunez is chaotic. That's what
chaotic. It's beautiful.
I don't know what I'm going to get.
Nunez
is always getting at him.
Of course. Because the guy doesn't know what he's doing, but he's fucking excited,
you know,
man.
Caller, thank you, man.
Appreciate it, man.
You lot, man.
Love in a bit.
All right.
Oh, Dennis, man, you don't understand.
I do, man. I've
you
been here before, man. I'm a Liverpool fan.
It's
I've
like Sterling.
Yes.
You know, like that?
Yeah.
And then you got Salah.
Yeah.
Like, we're one away.
You're
Michael, beat it, nigga. Beat it. We're one away, man. Like,
it's a tough one,
I thought you didn't like that verse.
What, did I not?
Do you?
I didn't mind first person shooter.
No, the verse.
I didn't say not the verse was shit.
I didn't say you said it was shit.
Michael Nunez, a vigilante, bro.
Hey.
That's funny.
One away from Michael, nigga. Beat it, nigga.
Oh, wow.
I didn't say I didn't like it.
Hey.
Yeah. We're not going to do memory again. That's for sure.
You can't.
Dennis was there. We had a whole conversation about first person shooter. Remember, we had to say pack him in like some sardines.
Oh, we did it on the thing.
We had a whole conversation about the song. Yeah. I didn't say you said it was shit, but you was like, you might have said shit. I don't know.
I feel like you did.
But you definitely
like
wasn't
you
rating
baseline
it.
Baseline is shit. You and Tim, anytime before.
Yeah, if it's not good, it's shit. If it's not good, it's shit. But no, you wasn't rating it.
You know, point. You not did that with ASAP.
That was
I still
shit.
Think it was shit.
I don't think it was shit.
I'm not listening to that again. ASAP, Jesus Christ. I've never listened to that again.
I don't think it's shit.
I've never listened to that again.
We will. We will.
I won't purposely go and put that on
the
game.
We will.
Right. How?
Alexis,
we're
going to
do it on like Tuesday or something. We're going to have an album listening.
Okay, I'm down to do that. What's that, members? Yeah,
of course.
I'm just confirming. Do you get what I'm saying? The members know that they get that. But I wouldn't ever put that song on again.
That's
for me
fine.
To listen to music. The song has to come on.
Yeah, that's
but
fine.
That song was horrible. Not
it wasn't.
The song wasn't memorable, but the verse was horrible.
It wasn't.
And the reason why the verse is
the second, I said the second, don't worry, we'll do it.
We'll do it.
We'll do it for platinums.
We'll do it, we'll do it.
Should we do TikToks or news?
There's a lot of news, so we can do some TikToks. And see what
someone
it's saying.
Said, Fred, how much could someone pay you to not watch Arsenal? That doesn't make sense.
To not watch Arsenal?
That doesn't make sense. To Arsenal win UEFA Champions League final. Ask a better question. You're going to pay me to not watch them win. They have to win it.
Yeah,
I've watched it. I can't. Yeah. You know, like that. But I think PSG and Real Madrid will get to the final and Madrid will win it this year.
Okay.
I think Madrid will win it. It was great Champions League games. While we're loading up TikToks, check the DMs. It was great Champions League games. Borussia Dortmund went 2-0 up against Atletico. Atletico pulled it back to 2-2. Then Borussia slapped another two. They went through four. They went through.
Four,
2. Who else played? Who was that other game? PSG, Barcelona, hella red cards.
Oh,
it was one.
You love that.
Savvy got sent off and didn't assist. Hella red cards.
Yeah.
So then, but PSG went through that. Was it 4-1 at the end of the game?
Yeah, it was.
Crazy.
The Pele smile. Oh my God. I love it, man.
Spanish teams are very fan bases are very entitled. They believe that they get hard done by it. Just constantly.
Yeah, but
there was a foul.
Yeah. But Dembele, I'm so happy for him, man.
Man went
Barca, it didn't work out, and then man goes PSG and knocks them out. And he's smiling.
His output is horrible, though.
He's got
much ability.
Oh, bro.
But his output is horrendous.
That's one of the people that should have been world class. We should be speaking about him like a Messi, like the next Messi. Bro, Ousmane Dembele, when he was young.
Gifted to... Okay, yeah, good. You said thank you. I was about to shout at you.
Yeah. Ousmane Dembele, he was coming like he... Okay, maybe not Messi, but like a Salah or something. Like, he was destined.
That's the thing. When you see Pace, you think, oh, he's going to be cold. Because remember like Douglas Costa at Bayern? Thought he was going to be a madness.
Yeah.
And he messed up Bellerin one time. He thought, oh, this guy's going to be...
Yeah. They just have good games, some of these basic guys, and then it's like, oh.
You know? So...